translation and proper by Srila Prabhupada. Simply by administering comforts at the lotus feet of the Lord, which is the most important of all services, the queens of Dwarka, headed by Satyabhama, induced the Lord to conquer the demigods. Thus the queens enjoy things which are prerogatives of the wives of the controllers of thunderbolts. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Satyabhama, one of the principal queens of Lord Sri Krishna at Dwarka, after killing Narakasura, Lord Krishna visited the palace of Narakasura accompanied by Satyabhama. He went to Indraloka also with Satyabhama, and she was received by Sachi Devi, who introduced her to the mother of the demigods. Aditi was very much pleased with Satyabhama, and she blessed her with the benediction of permanent youth as long as Lord Krishna remained on the earth. Aditi also took her with her to show her the special prerogatives of the demigods in the heavenly planets. When Satyabhama saw the Parijata flower, she desired to have it in her palace at Dwarka. After that, she came back to Dwarka along with her husband and expressed her willingness to have the Parijata flower at her palace. Satyabhama's palace was especially bedecked with valuable jewels. Even in the hotter seasons of summer, the inside of the palace remained cool, as if air-conditioned. She decorated her palace with various flags, hurdling the news of great husband's presence there. Once along with her husband, she met Draupadi, and she was anxious to be instructed by Draupadi in the ways and means of pleasing her husband. Draupadi was expert in affair because she kept 5 husbands, the Pandavas, and all were very much pleased with her. On receipt of Draupadi's instructions, she very much pleased and offered her good wishes and returned to Dwarka. She was the daughter of Satyajit. After the departure of Lord Krishna, when Arjun visited Dwarka, all the queens, including Satyabhama and Rukmini, lamented for the Lord with great feeling. At the last stage of her life, she left for the forest to undergo severe penances. Satyabhama instigated her husband to get the Parijata flower from the heavenly planets. The Lord got it even by force from the demigods, as a common husband secures things to please his wife. I had already explained, the Lord had very little to do with so many wives to carry out their orders like an ordinary man. Because the queens accepted the high quality of devotion service, namely administering all comforts to the Lord played the part of a faithful and complete husband. No earthly creature can expect to have things from the heavenly kingdom, especially the Parijata flowers, which are specially meant to be used by the demigods. But due to their becoming the Lord's faithful wives, all of them enjoyed the special prerogatives of the great wives of the denizens of heaven. In other words, since the Lord is the proprietor of everything within the creation, it is not very astonishing for the queens of Dwarka to have any rare thing from any part of the universe. Narayana namaskritaya naram cheva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasto presu badresu nityam bhagavati sevayam bhagavati tamasloke bhakti bhavati nashtaki. So I'll read something concerning the history of Draupadi first. goes on. Something interesting is there. Okay. I'm giving you the essence of it, because it goes into Mantra Purushottam and everything. Okay. So this is just before the battle of Kurukshetra takes place. Lord Krishna is coming to the Pandavas to instruct them what they should do to win the battle. So, okay. Lord Sri Krishna continued, "Now I am going to narrate a famous history again concerning the previous birth of Draupadi. In her previous birth, Draupadi was a daughter of the great Brahmana sage called Medavi. Her mother died when she was a small child, and so she was under the care of her father. Day by day, she grew to full bloom youth. She was very beautiful, but her father was not interested in arranging her marriage. Seeing her other girlfriends with their husbands and young children, she passed her days in a very miserable way. In the meantime, her father passed away from this material world while uttering the sacred name of Hari. This made his daughter even more miserable. Fortunately, the great sage Duvasa Muni appeared in her ashram shortly after her father's death. Seeing the great sage, the girl paid her obeisances to him and respectfully worshipped him. She offered flowers and fruits to the great sage. When he expressed his pleasure with her reception, she began lamenting and crying before him. Concerned, the sage inquired about her lamentation. The Brahmana girl began to speak. "O great saint Duvasa, you know past, present and future. I have no shelter in this world. I have lost all my relatives. My parents have passed away and I have no elder brother. I am also unmarried and therefore there is no husband to protect me. O great sage, please. Do something. Please help me. Please give me some advice to relieve me from this miserable condition." After listening to her prayer, Duvasa began to consider the unfortunate condition of the girl and he decided to show special mercy towards her. Sage Duvasa said, "O beautiful one, 3 months from now, the most auspicious Purushottam month will begin. This sacred month is most dear to Lord Sri Krishna. And just by taking a holy bath in this month, a man or woman can become completely sinless. This Purushottam month is more glorious than all other months, including Kartik month. The glories of all other months is not even equal to one sixth of the glories of Purushottam month. The merit of a person who takes a holy bath even once in this month is equal to the merit of taking bath in the Ganges for 12,000 years, or the merit achieved by a person who takes a bath in the Ganges or Godavari when Brihaspati Jupiter enters Leo. If you will take holy bath, give in charity and chant the holy name of Krishna during this month, all your miseries will go away and you will attain all kinds of perfection and all of your desires will be fulfilled. Please follow my advice. Please do not forget to worship the forthcoming month, Purushottam month, very sincerely." After speaking these words, the sage Duvasa remained silent. Unfortunately, the young Brahmani did not believe in his words. Rather, she became very angry. She became angry and started blaspheming. "O great sage, you are lying. How could this extra month, which is also called Mahimsa, stool month, be superior to other great months like Bhaga, Kartik and Vaishaka? I cannot believe your words. You are trying to cheat me. This extra month is known to be most abominable for any kind of pious activity." Hearing these words of the Brahmana girl, Duvasa became very angry. His whole body started burning and his eyes became red. But remembering the helpless condition of the girl, he consciously controlled himself. The sage Devasa told the girl, all unintelligent one, I am not going to curse you because your father was a good friend of mine. You are in such a helpless condition. Being an ignorant child, you cannot understand the Vedic conclusions. I am not going to take your offenses towards me seriously. But at the same time, I cannot and should not tolerate your offenses towards Purushottaman. And in your next life, you will certainly reap the results of your offensive words. The great sage Duvasa then hurriedly left that place to perform his services for Lord Narayan. Lord Sri Krishna told Arjuna, O sinless one, when Duvasa Muni left that place, the Brahmani girl Draupadi in her previous birth lost all her opulences in a moment. Being offended to Purushottam month, her body began to look very ugly and she lost all her bodily effulgence. She then decided to worship Lord Shiva, who is known as Ashutosh, one who is very easily pleased. This young Brahmani then began to perform great austerities to please Lord Shiva, the husband of Parvati. She continued her austerities for 9,000 years. In a summer season, she would sit for meditation surrounded by fire under the hot sun. In the winter season, she meditated under freezing cold water. Observing her great austerities, even the demigods became fearful. Lord Shankara then appeared before the Brahmani girl because he was pleased by her worship and austerities. When Lord Shiva appeared before the girl in his spiritual form, she immediately stood up rejuvenated. In the presence of Lord Shiva, all of her bodily weaknesses disappeared and she again started to look beautiful. Seeing Lord Shiva in front of her, she worshipped him in her mind and then began to recite prayers to please him. Being very pleased with the girl, Lord Shiva said, O performer of austerity, all good fortune to you. Now please ask some boon from me. I am pleased with you. I shall grant whatever you want. Hearing these words from the mouth of Lord Shiva, the girl said, O friend of the poor, if you are pleased with me, then please give me a husband. Repeatedly speaking these words, give me a husband, 5 times, the girl then fell silent. Then Lord Shiva replied, let it be, you have asked for a husband 5 times, and so you will get 5 husbands. Hearing Lord Shiva's words, the girl became very ashamed. She said, O Lord, it is most abominable for a girl to have 5 husbands. Please retreat your words. Lord Shiva then spoke to her very gravely. That is impossible for me. What you have asked from me will be granted. You will get 5 husbands in your next life. Previously, you offended the month of Purushottam. You always offended the Purushottam month. And by not following the kind advice of Duvasa, sage Duvasa, O Brahmani girl, there is no difference between the body of Duvasa and mine. All we demigods, including Lord Brahma and all other great saints like Narada, worship this month of Purushottam month in accordance with the order of Lord Sri Krishna. A devotee of Purushottam month achieves all good fortune in this life and at the end of his next life he goes back to Goloka Dham, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna. Being the offender of this sacred Purushottam month, you will get 5 husbands in your next life. The girl became very remorseful, but Lord Shiva immediately disappeared from the place. After Lord Shiva's departure, the young Brahmani became very morose and fearful about her future life. In this way, after a few days, the girl left her body by the arrangement of providence. Lord Sri Krishna then said, O Arjuna, in the meantime, the great King Draupada had been performing an elaborate sacrifice. From that sacrificial fire, the young Brahmani took her birth. She appeared as the daughter of Maharaj Drupad. O Arjuna, the same daughter of Madhavi Rishi has now become famous in this world as Draupadi. She is none other than your present wife. Because she has blasphemed Purushottam month in her previous life, she was insulted by Dushasan in front of the whole Kuru assembly in the presence of all the Pandavas' husbands. Fortunately, she remembered me, Sri Krishna, and took me my shelter. Forgiving her offenses, I protected her from that most abominable condition and saved her from the hand of Dushasan. O dear Pandavas, brothers, please don't forget to worship the foregoing month of Purushottam. So, so we can learn from this that the life of Draupadi, that offering prayers is a powerful way of getting mercy. Because although she offended her month of Purushottam and she her body became ugly, you know, and all this, but she prayed to Lord Shiva and she got blessings again. And so, just look at my notes. Okay, so grateful. So any person who is conscious of his friend's beneficial activities and never forgets his service is called grateful. In Mahabharata, Krishna says, when I was away from Draupadi, she cried with the words, "E Govinda, this call for me has put me in her debt. And that debtedness is great, gradually increasing in my heart." This statement by Krishna gives evidence of how one can please the Supreme Lord simply by addressing him as "Hey Krishna, Hey Govinda." The Mahamantra "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare" is also simply an address to the Lord and his energy. So anyone who is constantly engaged in addressing the Lord and his energy, we can imagine how much the Supreme Lord is obliged. It is impossible for the Lord to ever forget such a devotee. It is clearly stated in this verse, anyone who addresses the Lord immediately attracts the attention of the Lord, who always remains obliged to him. Okay. So, also there was another instance in a Swayambhu where Draupadi was going to be won, you know, by the princess. The princess came for the Swayambhu. So Draupadi was frightened, thinking that because Karna came there, he came there, and he was going to, they had to shoot the arrow through the fish, isn't it? Pull the fish down, and they couldn't look at it. They had to look at the reflection. So when Karna came, Draupadi openly spoke out that he's a only Kshatriyas allowed, because he was a son of a carpenter. So he just put the bow down. He just walked out. He gave a heavy look to Draupadi. So when Duryodhana's turn came, or Draupadi was looking around the warriors, seeing if anyone was there to support her, and she saw Krishna there. And then she started praying to Krishna to save her. So Krishna smiled. And when she, when Duryodhana shot the arrow, he missed it, missed the target completely. So that's another instance of praying, how prayers can help us overcome difficulties. Because we are, the example is given like sun and sunshine. So you can't separate, you don't say just shine, you say sunshine. So the jiva and Krishna are intimately linked. They're together all times. So the more we recognize and turn to Krishna for help, then our difficulties will go. We'll be able to overcome our difficulties. And Prabhupada gives an example like a calf's footprint. Easy to step over a calf's footprint. So the material world is a place of difficulty. Padam, padam, bi, padam, natesham, that. There's danger at every step. But for the devotees, they can easily overcome that danger by the Lord's mercy. So I'll speak on something about Satya Bhama now, because let's look at my notes. Page 47. Jai Shishirada Gokulanda ki jai, Sitarama Hirman ki jai, Gonitai ki jai. So this is from Gaurdeshana Deepika explaining, because Satyabhama is considered like the she's considered like the earth personified, you know, like the mother Bhumi. So she appears in Krishna's pastime as Satyabhama. So on page 47 it says, from the room 47. And he gives identity here how King Satyajit, who appeared in Krishna's pastimes, he appears also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And Vishnu Priya Devi appears as his daughter. So that same Satyabhama was the daughter of Satyajit in Krishna's pastimes. And then there's a quote from, let's see if I can find it. A quote concerning how in a Jeva Dharma it explains that Vishnu Priya Devi is Bhakti Devi. Sometimes in the Tusi prayer, sometimes devotees say Bhakti Devi ki jai, but actually Bhakti Devi is referring to Vishnu Priya Devi actually. She's Mother Earth. And in the Jeva Dharma he explains how she's assisting Krishna and Lord Chaitanya in their pastimes. She appears as, like in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, she appears as Lord Chaitanya's wife. also in Krishna's pastime, she appears as Satyabhama. Like in the Purport, he gives an example when Krishna went to kill this Naraksura. He took Satyabhama with her on Garuda, and then when Satyabhama gave the permission, then he killed Naraksura. Because Naraksura was born when Lord Varaha carried the earth from the bottom of the Garbhodak Ocean. And from that union with Lord Varaha, Naraksura was born. And so in that sense, he was the son of this, he was Krishna's son in one way, in that sense. But Mother Bhumi, some blessing was there that no one could kill that son without her blessings. So Krishna took Satyabhama to with her, and then when she gave the blessing, then Krishna killed Naraksura. So Krishna's pastimes are full of rasa. In the material world, everything is based on rasa. What pleases, enhances Krishna's rasa. In the material world, everything is based on how we are want to be the center, but spiritual, everything is based on what increases Krishna as a center and increasing his rasa. So, there's a few quotes explaining. Okay, just here. Okay. Grateful. Okay. Determined. So, this is about Satyabhama, I think. Any person who observes regular principles and fulfills his promise by practical activities called determined. As far as the Lord's determination is concerned, there is an example in his dealings with in Harivamsa. This is in connection with Lord Krishna's fighting with King of Heaven, Indra, who forcibly deprived the Parijata flower. Parijata is a kind of lotus flower grown on the heavenly planets. Once Satyabhama, one of Krishna's queens, wanted that lotus flower, and Krishna promised to deliver it, but Indra refused to part with his Parijata flower, and therefore there was a great fight with Krishna and the Pandavas on one side and all the demigods on the other. Ultimately, Krishna defeated all of them and took the Parijata flower, which he presented to his queen. So we can see how... And Prabhupada also said in his lecture, reading his conversations, Prabhupada, he gave the argument that we are not poor, we are the son of richest person. Krishna is the richest person, we are his sons. So even though we don't work, everything is coming to us, you know, like in Los Angeles, the neighbors used to question the devotees that how come you're not working, you're getting so much opulence. And the devotees used to tell them, why don't you join us? So they want to join us. So Prabhupada said, this is Krishna's mercy. If you serve like if someone serves the king, or the he gets the mercy of the opulence of the king. In the same way, by serving Krishna, we also get part of his opulences. So that's the and Prabhupada gives an example. He says in his connection how if a servant of a king, his mind is on his wife and friends and other things, he's not considered really a servant of the king. A king's servant should be 100% focus on what's pleasing to the king. In a similar way, as devotees, our focus should be on Krishna 100%. we should not divert our focus on other things in between. What's pleasing to Krishna most is the highest thing. Do we have, we got time to carry on, or shall I stop by 8:30? 8:30. So we can have questions. There's more quotes I can give about Satyabhama, but yeah? Okay. There's another instance of this concealment in ecstatic love. When Krishna, the Supreme Joker, planted a Parijata tree in the courtyard of Satyabhama, Rukmini, the daughter of King Vildabha, became very angry. But due to her natural gentle behavior, she did not express anything. No one could understand Rukmini's real mental condition. This is an instance of comparative conceitment. So we can see in the spiritual world there is rasa also. Only difference there is Krishna is the center. So everything is harmony. Prabhupada gives an example like if you have a pond and you throw one stone in the middle, a circle will come. And if you throw the same stone in the same place, the same circle will come in the same place. But in the mature world, people are throwing stones in different places. Circles are overlapping each other. So there's disagreements and like that. So, and there's many examples to show how, just like you can have many zeros, but if there's no one there, then there's no meaning to the zeros. So the one is Krishna. 10, 100, 1,000, 1,000,000, like that. Okay, last one, yeah. I think, yeah, 3:18. Okay, one dira associate of Krishna is the son of Satyabhama's nurse. Satyabhama is one of the queens of Lord Krishna in Dwarka. And when she was married to Krishna, the son of her nurse was allowed to go with her because they had lived together from childhood as brother and sister. So this gentleman, the son of Satyabhama's nurse, used to live with Krishna as his brother-in-law. And sometimes as a brother-in-law, he used to play jokes with Krishna. He once addressed Krishna in this way: "My dear Krishna, I never tried to gain the favor of the goddess of fortune who is married to you. But still, I am so fortunate that I am considered one of the members of your house, the brother of Satyabhama." Any comments or questions? Okay.
You spoke about Purushottam Mass, and that's coming up on the 18th of September.
Mm.
So then we have the opportunity to do some special service or whatever, and take some vows and get great benefit from that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a special mercy. Any other questions, comments?
Maybe I'm not that well read, but could you say something about Draupadi, how she wrapped up her pastimes here? Because it's like throughout her history, it's like even in the Mahabharat and married to five Pandavas, five husbands, and her life was like full of, even as you've just read, so much trouble from, you know, coming all the way, her history, and even when she was with her five husbands here, 5,000 years ago, I mean, her life was still not so great. I mean, it was so much problems.
Mm.
How did she wrap up her pastimes here? Can you say something about that?
Well, I think after the, from what I understand, after the Battle of Kurukshetra took place, Vyasadeva told the Pandavas that they should go towards the Himalayas. That was part of Krishna's plan also, for the next part of Krishna's plan. So when Yudhishthira Maharaj renounced the kingdom, he took off his crown and everything. Parikshit Maharaj took over. He started walking to the Himalayas. And Arjun followed, Bhima followed, Sahadeva and Nakula followed, and also Draupadi followed also.
Okay, so she was with them?
Yeah. She followed. She followed and behind them. So they were dropping as they were doing, some kind of vow they followed. It's called, they weren't talking to anyone, just walking until they just dropped their bodies. And as they were dropping, you know, Draupadi dropped first, isn't it? So the question was asked to Yudhishthira Maharaj, how is it that she dropped first? So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, well, Draupadi was too attached to Arjuna. And she had attachment to others also. So she had some pride in her. So she dropped first. Then soon after that, I think Sahadeva and Nakula dropped at some point. And they also they had certain level of attachment to their powers and beauty. And then at some point Arjuna dropped as well. And he was proud of his fighting, you know. In the Battle of Kurukshetra, he thought he actually defeated the Kauravas by his strength. At some point, Bhima, he dropped from Bhadrika Ashram. He fell from Bhadrika Ashram. And he questioned Yudhishthira Maharaj, how is it that I dropped from such a high level? And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, because you were attached to too much eating. You're eating a lot and you're attached to your strength. So it just shows. So Krishna's got his way of humbling everyone. Anyway, we are safe. We got Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Antara Chimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.